the faraway town.
And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Enda Brady from Sky News. The headlines you're waking up to in that part of the world: a big crackdown on binge drinking at the races. This would never fly in Australia.
Well, Ben, you know what? I'm not sure it's going to fly here. We've just had the launch of Cheltenham Festival, which is our spring carnival. 4 days of jump racing over the fences in Gloucestershire. It's huge. Now, the problem is, a year ago, two footy stars and two girls off reality TV misbehaved on a balcony. They were very drunk. The pictures made the papers all the next days. And there was a lot of criticism of the whole culture of drinking at the races. So what have the race organisers done here? They've taken a leaf out of the Aussie book and they've restricted the sale of alcohol to four drinks per round, four alcoholic drinks per round. So yesterday was day one. We'll see how it goes for the rest of the week. I didn't see any bad behaviour. I was there yesterday. Whole busloads of people travel over from Ireland. St. Patrick's Day coming on Friday. Let's see how the four drink rule works on St. Patrick's Day.
What about that? Looking to Australia for the way that we handle ourselves at the races and the four drinks rule. What about that? So hang on, St. Paddy's Day Friday. Does that mean we're not talking to you Friday, Enda? Will you be in any fit state?
I'm presenting our coverage of the races on Sky on Friday, so I think it'd be in my best interest to stay sober, Ben. I struggle to do reports at the best of times, so, you know, one or two Guinnesses is not going to make it any more lucid or coherent.
Nice work, mate. Thank you. Chat again tomorrow.